Mystery's Time Machine, as we go back through the mists of time, discovering the myths and legends of the blues.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees.
All I want is to be religion, hallelujah. All I want is to be religion, hallelujah. All I want is to be religion. Dear religion, take you home to heaven. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Hallelujah. Well, the place is just done. You can't go round. Hallelujah. Place is just done. You can't go round. Hallelujah. Place is just done. You can't go round. You ain't got a religion. You're gonna drown. When you start to know a judge, don't have no fear. When you start to know a judge, don't have no fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Start to know a judge, don't have no fear. Jesus gonna be my angel here. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Well, death is riding on through that land. Death is riding on through the land, hallelujah. Death is riding on through the land. Ain't gonna spare no gambling man. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Well, the doctor's standing, look at Ben. Doctor's standing, look at Ben, hallelujah. Doctor's standing. Look at that, heart and tears I ever had. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, my mother's fought around my bed, I'm crying. Hallelujah. Mother's fought around my bed, I'm crying. Hallelujah. Mother's fought around my bed, I'm crying. Lord, how much my child is dying. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Well, the train is coming on, turn to curve. Train is coming on, turn to curve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Train is coming on, turn to curve. Think to leave this sinful world. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right on death, all right, for so. Right on death, don't rise for soul, hallelujah. Right on death, don't rise for soul. But I'm willing, ready to go. Then you're gonna need that pure religion. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blind Lemon Jefferson and All I Want is That Pure Religion. Now, welcome aboard our Blue Time Machine one more time as we take you back on this special. Now, blues, as we well know, and I think we can agree, take many, many forms. They go from rocking blues that we all absolutely love and gets us out of our chair. And then we go back in time to the turn of the 20th century and we play this sort of blues. What we call the Delta Blues, but of course that's not strictly true. Though we call it the Delta Blues, we go much further out onto the ripples of the pond, much farther than that, of course we do. But one of the sweetest forms of blues is this one. These are the Gospel Blues. Now, the record books tell us that on the southern plantations way back into the 19th century, the guys and the ladies working in the fields and in the cotton fields and all that sort of thing, sang their songs that were based on spirituals, really. They had a gospel feel to them, a gospel flavour, if you will. And that's what we're playing on this special. Now, in 1930s, sometime around about 1930s, Thomas Dorsey, now he was a former blues musician, and he married the blues sensibility to religious themes in the churches and in the revival meetings and all that type of thing. And basically, that was the pioneering of gospel blues music. So we've got the blues music in one side of the bench, as it were, and we've got religious spirituals, and then Thomas Dorsey brought the two together in the 30s. Then we finished up with gospel blues music. And that's what we're playing on this special, gospel blues music. Now, many, many of the artists that we know and we love, like Blind Lemon Jefferson, Booker White, you know, my favourite Booker White, and many others, they recorded quite a bit of gospel blues, and very often under a different name. One of the main proponents of gospel blues music was Washington Phillips, and we're certainly going to hear from him. And the other one that really comes to mind, well, two of them actually, Ishmael Bracey and the Reverend Gary Davis. And we're going to be hearing from them in this production as we go through. So let's do a little bit more. Incidentally, we're not just sticking to the gentlemen when we talk about gospel blues music. Most certainly some of the ladies did their versions of the spirituals as well. And we're going to be hearing from Bessie Smith about that very, very shortly. But right now, this is Blind Willie Johnson, and Troubles Will Soon Be Over.
Oh, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Well, Christ is my foot on Pharaoh. He's my only friend. Carry me and I'm a star. Ain't tell me to be known how trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. God is my strong protection. He's my bosom friend. Trouble arose around me. I know who'll take me, and trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Oh, though my burden may be heavy, I am as crush me down. Something I'll rest with Jesus. Ain't well. Starry crown, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. I'll take this yoke upon me and live a Christian life. Take Jesus for my Savior. My burden will be light. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end.
The turn of the 20th century, the blues that we now call gospel blues were in fact called holy blues. And then they changed to gospel blues, which were more, as it were, commercially acceptable in the church and at the revival meetings. And basically the songs are the same rhythm. In fact, some of the songs that you will know have just simply been changed to evangelistic lyrics. It's the same song that you've heard probably many times on this production, but they've just put different lyrics in there to make it religious. So we've got the blues instrumentation, but often with a guitar accompaniment. So it's the same song, but just with different lyrics. And the gospel lyrics have been superimposed, as it were, on the original song. And that's a good example of what we're going to hear right now. Now, this is Booker White. Now, if you listen carefully to this song, and it's called The Promise True and Grand, you would probably know the song, but with a different lyric. So you'll hear the same guitar and the same music, but with different lyrics. It's the same song, but with different lyrics. Just check out this one. This is Booker White and The Promise True and Grand.
I have read of the promise true and grand. He won a bottle of faith in the heavenly land. While all the red days shall dwell with Christ eternally. While never be trouble beat the roof, no temple of God's face knows it so. There's promises made for you and me. I long with it say, I long with the song. Oh, will it be? on Philadelphia. We sat there along Philadelphia and find the breezy. That's how the whole with smiling face. Off of that love, Philadelphia, home beyond the sand. Along Mother Toy, tell me love. Along Mother Try, try for the grow. Along Philadelphia, that promised land. And Johnny with so white, he just said, Lord, hell of a plea. I know when it's there. And in that land, there's hills so light. For Jesus, and there will be the night. The river of light, before the sun will flow so brave. And in the blessed, we are chosen to treat our pay with the pure and gold. There's promises made for you and me. How long will it be? How long will it last? How will it be? I'm telling you, sir. We wait to say. How long shall it be that promised land? And daughter with blue white angels and the Lord in hell of a plea. How long will it be? Let it tell from my eye, but far no more. And suffering till we all be old. We surround and we shall pray that listen now, all Calvary. We'll meet our deliverance on the sand. We join and we clap them by the hand. There's promises made for you and me. How long will it be? How long does the time? Oh, will it be? I'm telling our fear. Then we just say, how long can it be? Let's find the phrase. And shall be who with smiling face. Off the dead love. Home beyond the sea. I long for the joy. I have love. I long this love. Who will it be? I long to receive that promised land. And daughter with blue white angels back. And all the hell I'm a player. I long will it be.
Booker White and the Promise, True and Grand. Gospel Blues as a title and Holy Blues at one point were running in parallel to each other. Gospel Blues was more for the revival meetings outside and in the parks and in the fields and all that type of thing, whereas Holy Blues was more in the places of worship and were coined by the Reverend Gary Davis and his traditional style of guitar playing that he used to play the blues, and then he put the lyrics to it to convey the religious message. And then he coined the phrase Holy Blues. And we're going to play an example by Gary Davis right after this one. But this is one of the ladies. The truth is in the gospel.
Ah, truth in the gospel is to be found. I save us from our ruin. Hallelujah. God ain't up off the tied him down to show men what he was doing. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of every nation, hallelujah. I got a fall creation, hallelujah. He's the Lord of every nation, hallelujah. I got a fall creation, hallelujah. Oh, sinner, sinner, can't you see? You are much degraded, hallelujah. What Christ have done for you and me, what your people swayed, hallelujah. When we arrive on that blessed shore, our trouble will
Goldie Hayes and The Truth is in the Gospel. Although we're talking about the 40s and the 30s and right back to the turn of the 20th century, gospel blues still exists today, but make no mistake about that. Bill Withers did a track called Grandma's Hands, and I'm going to play that for you very, very shortly, because that just goes to show that even up to date, there's still that gospel blues influence, although we're talking about the turn of the 20th century. The Reverend Gary Davis and Blind Willie Johnson, they were considered the dominant performers of gospel blues and holy blues, depending on where this song was being performed, in church or at a revival meeting or whatever it may have been. But we mustn't neglect the others as well, because Sister Rosetta Tharpe came to the UK and performed in Manchester and various venues around the UK, and there are in fact videos of that great lady performing, and also Washington Phillips, of course, a very predominant player of gospel music as well, in addition to what we call Delta Blues, the roots of the blues, if you will. So let's play this one. This is the Reverend Gary Davis, Traveling Shoes.
Well, two white horses riding side by side.
Yeah.
Just swing down, sweet child, and don't you stop and let me ride.
Well,
my God said that he was coming back again.
Yeah.
But one made sure he never did say when.
Yeah.
When I gets to heaven, I'm going to sing and shout.
Yeah.
There'll be nobody there to put me out. I'm going to talk to the Father. Chat with the sun.
Yeah.
Don't tell him about this world that I just can't come on my way now.
With the Reverend Gary Davis and saw him perform. He must have been fantastic. It's one of the reasons I want to play this Bill Withers track called Grandma's Hands, because right at the beginning he describes what it was like in these kinds of churches, these places of worship, where they all got up and they were clapping and singing and generally leaping about all over the place. But Bill Withers describes it perfectly, and I'm going to play that track for you very, very shortly. But the other great predominant player of gospel stroke holy blues was Blind Willie Johnson. We're going to play a track by him right now.
Oh, trouble, son, me over. far out of an end. Trouble shouldn't be, oh, sorrow is happening. The Christ is my foot on the barrel. He's my only friend. Carry me and I'm a star. Ain't tell me to be known how. Trouble shouldn't be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble shouldn't be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. God is my strong protection. He's my bosom friend. Trouble arose around me. I know who'll take me, and trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Though my burden may be heavy, I am as crush me down. Someday I'll rest with Jesus in well starry crown. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end. I'll take this yoke upon me and live a Christian life. Take Jesus for I'm a savior. My burden will be light. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be. Oh, sorrow will have an end.
Blind Willie Johnson and Trouble Will Soon Be Over. Now, the revival meetings, many of our blues artists attended those. From what the record books tell us, these revival meetings were quite something else. There'd be the Reverend Gary Davis and so many other artists performing on the stage, like our very good friend, the lady we really admire, Bessie Smith, on Revival Day.
Have you ever seen a church begin to rock? Heard a sundown deacon preaching to his flock? Have you ever seen old Satan on a run? Then follow me, see just how it's done. And have you ever heard a sermon stir your soul? Make you crave the river of Jordan as you go. Have you ever felt as though you'd like to shout? Then come on and let them feelings out. Oh, Lord. Just hear those sisters groaning and hear those brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. They talking to the spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they bear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to sing, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival day.
Glory, glory.
Him the purifying.
Glory, glory.
Wash my sins away.
Lordy, lordy.
Feel just like a lion.
Lordy, lordy.
I'm reborn today, oh. Just hear those sisters groaning and hear them brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. Oh, they're talking to the spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they bear it on revival day. When that congregation starts makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on Revival Day.
Bessie Smith on Revival Day. Now, although the Reverend Gary Davis was predominant in the gospel holy blues scene, as it were, there were stacks of other reverends who were doing it as well. And one almost equally predominant, but not quite as well known, was the Reverend Edward W. Claiborne. And we're going to play a track by him right now.
Who's your friend until you get down sick on your bed? You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. You may have a special friend come to see you most every day. Every time they look in your sick face, they're telling you you better pray. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. For them you'll almost die. Just sooner they turn back on you, make it wring your hand and cry. You never will know who is your friend till you get down sick on your bed. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. Until you get down sick on your bed. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed. You never will know who is your friend until you get down sick on your bed.
The Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, and you will never know who is your friend. Now, we simply couldn't do one of these productions, especially a gospel blues one, without playing a track by Washington Phillips. So let's do it right now. I was born to preach the gospel. The
subject of this song is I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. I have never been to no college, and I didn't get a chance in school. But when Jesus Christ anointed me to preach the gospel, he sure didn't leave me no fool. Oh yeah, I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. Well, we have a lot of educated preachers that fixed up in the head and got their hearts unfixed with God and walking around spiritual dead. Oh yeah, I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. Well, you take old Nicodemus, well, they made him as a ruler to rule, but he went by night to meet Jesus, and he found himself an educated fool. Oh yeah, I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I am born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. Oh, preachers ought to stand together, but you see yourself, they have split. And all the churches is needing right now is a regenerated pulpit. Oh yeah, I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job. Oh yeah, I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel. I'm born to preach the gospel, and I sure do love my job.
Washington Phillips, one of the predominant gospel blues players of the 20s, and I was born to preach the gospel. This is Fred McDowell, and When I Lay My Burden Down. Fred McDowell, and When I Lay My Burden Down, that brings us to the end of another special, but not quite, because I'm going to play you this Bill Withers track, Grandma's Hands, because at the beginning of this track, Bill illustrates what it was like in the churches and the places of worship where this music was played, far better than I ever could, and I'm going to do that in just a moment. Before I do, though, I hope you enjoyed this little special we've done on gospel stroke holy blues, and hope you'll join us again for some future specials. If you've got a special you'd like us to play, a specific artist or a particular genre of blues, we'd be delighted to do it for you, and all you do is go on the website and tell us what you'd like to hear. That's at papa-d.uk, that's our website. Or you can text us here in the UK on 07923 967 145. And if you'd really like to, we'd be delighted for you to come on the show as well. And we'll put you through to the system, and you can talk to our very good friends around the world. And we'd be delighted to have you on board. Now, in the meantime, you take very good care now. And please be nice to each other. I'm going to catch you again when we do that backtracking show very, very shortly. Bye just now.
A lot of folks of all different nationalities and things come up to me and say, I dug my grandmother too. And I remember the first responsibility I ever had was to take care of my grandmother, make sure she got everywhere okay. And at that time, I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And the most I could have done was let her fall on me if she decided to fall. But it was a hip job because Grandma never went nowhere but to church. And it wasn't one of them sad churches where they sing them songs that make you wish you could just hurry up and die and get it over with. One of them kind of let me on the river. No, man, no. Grandma and them had one of them churches where they sung, if you wanna help me, Jesus, it's all right. If you wanna help me, Jesus, it's all right. And at the funeral, they used to have to tie the caskets down. Yeah. Yeah. And they had them fat sisters in there, used to get so glad and in the rhythm. Had a little stove in the center of the church for heat, and invariably one of them fat sisters would feel so good, she would jump into the stove and holler, ow, right in the rhythm. Grandma was like Bobby over here, Bobby Hall. She had a tambourine and a triangle. When I saw Bobby with that tambourine and triangle, I couldn't help but hug her. But Grandma couldn't play the triangle good like Bobby can, but she could deal with the tambourine. So I used to sit on the triangle and hand her the tambourine. And the Honorable Reverend back there had an old bass drum that somebody gave him. And when the groove got right and the fat sister hit the stove and hollered and Grandma shook the tambourine off the hip, the Reverend would get the feeling so good, he just hit himself all upside the head with the drumstick. Yeah. I love that old lady. Love that old lady. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well, whoa. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell, oh. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hand. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hands used to hand me piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell, oh. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
Not exactly 100 years ago, but doesn't that just illustrate the gospel blues? Thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye just now.